Welcome! Today we're heading to San Sebastián, in northern Spain's Basque Country, a compact Atlantic city where a beach walk, a hilltop view, and a relaxed evening of pinzos can all belong to the same day. The key is not rushing it. San Sebastián sits around the graceful curve of La Quincha Bay, with green hills rising behind the city and Atlantic light changing the mood by the hour. It feels polished along the central avenues, yet never far from salt air, surf, or a steep path upward. That contrast is its real charm. One moment you are strolling a broad seafront promenade past elegant facades. The next, you are looking across the bay at wooded slopes and headlands. Even a cloudy day can make the landscape feel dramatic rather than disappointing. Start with La Quincha, the city's famously sheltered urban beach. Walk its crescent-shaped shoreline at an easy pace, then continue toward Hondureta if you want more room and a longer sense of the waterfront. It is a simple introduction, but a very good one. For a different energy, cross toward Zariola Beach. This is the surfier stretch, with a more casual, youthful atmosphere and a stronger connection to the open Atlantic. You do not need to surf to enjoy it. Sitting back and watching the water is enough. Later, turn inland to the old town, where narrow streets gather bars, shops, and a lively evening crowd. Then earn a wider perspective from Monte Urgel or Monte Igeldo. Which should you choose? Monte Urgel feels close to the old center. Monte Igeldo gives the broader bay panorama. Food here works best as a gradual exploration, not a checklist. Pinzos are small, often carefully composed bites, and the pleasure comes from moving between places, noticing what looks seasonal, and trying a few contrasting flavors rather than ordering a large formal meal immediately. You might see seafood, vegetables, cured ingredients, tortillas, or inventive combinations arranged at the counter. Basque cooking can be wonderfully direct when the ingredients are good. Ask what is recommended that day, and let curiosity guide you beyond the most photographed choices. A small word of caution. Busy bars can feel fast-moving, especially in the evening. Watch how ordering works. Make space for staff and regulars and be patient. That little bit of awareness makes the experience more pleasant for everyone, including you. For a short first stay, use your arrival day for La Quincha, the promenade, and a viewpoint before dinner in the old town. On the next day, choose between a slower beach morning, time around Zariola, or an outing farther into the Basque Country. The central city is very walkable, which is part of the appeal. But do plan honestly for the hills. Viewpoints take time and energy, and weather can change your route. For regional trains, buses, or onward connections, check current details in advance instead of building a trip around assumptions. For many independent travelers, the milder shoulder seasons offer the nicest balance of city walking, outdoor views, and manageable crowds. Still, this is Atlantic Spain. Carry a light layer, leave room for rain, and treat a clear forecast as welcome rather than guaranteed. Travel well by keeping beaches and viewpoints clean, following local guidance, and recognizing that the Basque Country has its own culture and languages alongside Spanish. A respectful greeting, unhurried manners, and an open mind go a long way. The takeaway is simple. San Sebastián rewards a flexible rhythm. Pair a coastal walk with a viewpoint, allow the weather to shape the day, and leave plenty of evening room for pinzos. Thanks for listening and enjoy every unhurried bite and Atlantic view. Until next time.